Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Join us every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice. Catch us streaming on Facebook Live and Periscope. Just look up Lyrical Forte. You can also call in to just listen, make the mic nice, or get in on the discussion. Please, no vulgar or offensive language. Thank you. Would you like to be a guest host? Are you looking for exposure? A promo? Send your inquiry to lyricalforte@live.com.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
offensive language. Thank you.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Even when I'm not deserving. You don't know what I've been through. Lost it all in my rent due. Trouble when it rains, it floods. In my pain, no, it ain't all good. No, but I tell them this, I'm a witness that everything is made new. So tell them, dog, I ain't through. Feels like this life just became a fight. Yeah, I'm in it, ain't no way out. The pressure's on me, yeah, the pressure's on me. But tell them who ain't gon' crack, homie.
I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. Look, it ain't nothing I can't do.
Okay, life for most. We know that this is not paradise, but we swear it's tight when she wear it right. I feel the heat, that's my enemy, right? It's the rest of me to get the rest of me. You start burning for that, but ain't no turning me back. That's pressing me, and they testing me. You see me fail to give me help, so I be burning in that. Yeah, right. Life is an island, which means we trapped in that. But we cool cause the view's so nice and lax. We don't feel the pain cause the laughing gas. For one blast of that, and you'll forget that this pain is real. Yeah, but no matter how good it feels, man, this pain is the thing that kills. Man, I heard that, so I swerve back. Curve that until it curves back. Every time I feel that urge back, we cross paths before we merge that. It drives me crazy, but lately, man, I feel like I can make it. Just last year, I couldn't take it. In a strip, man, I can say this.
Can't do, they ain't nothing I can't do, they ain't nothing I can't do, I can't do, they ain't nothing I can't do, they ain't nothing I can't do, look, it ain't nothing I can't do. Might walk on hard, I won't lose still, gotta go hard, but I ain't gotta do it myself. I can't do, they ain't nothing I can't do, feeling like I can't lose, they ain't nothing I can't do. What you said, all that pain ain't gone in my head. Like that same power that saved me, can't raise me from the dead. They get me reading, thinking about keeping peace. I wage a war with myself. I'm feeling myself, then I'm killing myself. I'm sipping on blood and I'm chewing on flesh. Just chill out, we don't wanna hear that mess. All that won't do that, and I can't do that. Pain, death, hurt, hate, we done been through this. And I'm sure there's plenty more that I ain't been through yet. But I don't care though, bring on the heavy metal. I got a power living in me that will never settle. Never leave, never forsake, I'ma bleed, never break. I'ma die, come back with the keys to the safe. Got a piece hitting deep, so the things that I face can't erase. Guys ain't quite clean with the paint, and I'm stained in it when the pain hit me. I was staying anything that you bring to me. The letter tell me what I can't do faithfully. The letter tell me what I can't do faithfully. The letter tell me what I can't do faithfully. I'm coming back from the dead, what you saying to me? I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. Look, it ain't nothing I can't do. Might walk on hard. I won't go still. Gotta go hard.
All things sugar, all things spice. Everything goes as long as you keep the mic nuts.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
All things sugar, all things spice. Everything goes as long as you keep the mic nuts.
America, home of the brave, It's really a place where most people arrived or are treated as slaves. It's a place where there is uncommon reasons to why young black people not lay in their grave. It's a place where equality is limited, and if you need justice, you gotta protest, rally, scream, rant, and rave. America, sweet America, land that we supposed to love. The land isn't the issue, it's the treatment, lies, and offenses, you name it. There are many more to choose from than what's listed above. It's a place where two different race people get strange looks for sharing in a hug. It's a place where they throw a rock and hide their face. It's a place where the truth is constantly swept under the rug. America, America, in God we trust. Don't know if we are trusting in the same God or not, because the true ways of the God are frowned upon. All using real God can hush. We call ourselves Christians mainly and say, in God we trust. In God we trust that an unarmed black person can and won't get executed in the street or get beat to sleep or their house burned down, their job taken away. Only what they sow they shall reap. In God we trust. That the laws of the land would prevail and honor the victim, and the criminal or unjust would be crushed. In God we trust. America, America, the beautiful. The laws in place only protect the wicked and crooks. The chances here are pitiful, ugly, unjust, and corrupt, and we call it beautiful. All over the world revered as freedom land. Really, whose leg are you trying to pull? America, the beautiful. Christian-based, in God we trust, but you have taken prayer out of school. Ignoring the Creator when it suits you, but you still got to swear on that Bible in the courtroom. America, America, land of the free. Only really free at certain and specific times. The rest of it is spent in a cage, truly. They say we blacks got rights until we need to exercise them fully. Only really free to not be on radar and select on TV. People of black tones are no better than trash in the streets. As a black person, I can feel the heat that boils and bubbles when one of us does well, but America logs it in as defeat. Because in America, it doesn't matter if you're not a criminal or educated with a pile of degrees. The only thing that stands out is your skin color or pedigree. The lighter you are here in America, the more full circle the sanctuary would be. You are off with the world as long as you're not black like me. The world is yours for the taking as long as you play by their rules and accept their reality. In America, being the darker brother or sister seems to end up in tragedy. America, America, you can be the best of the best or the genius by far. Rank alongside them and raise the bar. All they can see is the gardener, the cook, the butler, the maid, and the black man who used to drive their car. In America, I find it's a place where they master the suppression of who you really are. It's a place where white dreams come true and the rest of us is just wishing on a star. To say I'm ashamed to be an American could start a war. To say I'm sad we're living in hell would definitely drop jaw. If America was a fourth of the things it prides itself on, we all would be happy and in awe. America is not for blacks, it's just money, hate, and crooked law. It's a tale of unfairness and a bunch of uneven straws. Ask one person of color about America's true thought and cause. No comments, I plead the fifth, no standing ovation and no applause. America is a place where the bully lives and you don't want to get caught fooling with the self-appointed boss. Any uppity ideas for us blacks is going to cost. Degrading images of ourselves by the masses, they want us to stay lost. And forever relying on the bone that America will toss. America, America, busted and badly broken. If you live here as a black, you already on the rise, so you don't need no token. Reading and watching us like hawks, so it would be best to not be a divergent or outspoken. Got to believe in your own self here, because no darkies are really chosen. The ones in place are paid puppets, but in black America, we just dozing. Trying to fit in so we can get in. The hate is spreading and the clone juice is uploading. I'm stuck in black America and it stinks to high hell, so it's time for a closing. America needs to step up because the homeland is looking mighty good right now. If things don't change, I could be strolling. What about you?
Black America.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Join us every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice. Catch us streaming on Facebook Live and Periscope. Just look up Lyrical Forte. You can also call in to just listen, make the mic nice, or get in on the discussion. Please, no vulgar or offensive language.
Mic check 1, 2.
Thank you. Would you like to be a guest host? Are you looking for exposure?
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice, Lyrical Forte. And man, I appreciate y'all tuning in for Mike Nice every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. And I appreciate that silence that y'all were receiving. For some reason, it wasn't picking up, but I appreciate y'all tuning in. And man, we're going to get right into it. But before we get started, I'm going to do the Black Facts so that y'all can actually hear them this time. So Black Facts for today, August the 27th, on this day in 1989, the Black Panther Party co-founder Huey P. Newton was gunned down by a member of the Black guerrilla family, Grover Green. Also on this date in 1979, 200 Black men met in New York and expressed their support for Andrew Young and demanded that Blacks be given a voice to shape American foreign policy. Also on this date in 1867, the first black college was found in Tennessee, Fisk University. Although work on the school was started in October 1865, it did not become incorporated under Tennessee law until this day. And those are your Black Facts for August the 22nd. And you know that piece that I played earlier was a piece by our very own Serum of Truth entitled 2015 America. And it was on her debut album, Black Codes. And if you don't have that album, you definitely need to copy it. You definitely need to get it. Again, it's called Black Codes. And make sure y'all link up with her on Facebook. But you know, that piece was so fitting for today. And I know that she didn't even know, you know, the topic of what I was going to discuss today. But it was so fitting. And when she told me to, you know, play it for today, I hadn't even heard it just by that title alone. I knew that it was going to go, it was going to go with what I wanted to talk about today. And I know most people are used to seeing me, you know, not upset, you know, smiling, you know, happy, that sort of thing. But today, I think that it's important that since I have a platform like this, that I really talk about an issue that I know most of my listeners, or all my listeners at least that are of African-American heritage, go through this. And, you know, there's no secret that in our country we have had a lot of things going on for a long, long time. And last week after the Charlottesville situation in Virginia, last week for me as an African-American young man that, you know, just strives to make a difference, strives to be heard and, you know, utilize my voice and my platforms that I have. Last week was a somber moment. And it was somber for me because, you know, again, a person that tries to use their platform for good, to be heard and to, you know, connect with other people. Last week, I felt just kind of hopeless because I just really have come to the point where I feel that a great portion of white people just don't get it. They just don't get it. And no matter how much we try to talk to them and we try to sit down and make our points come across, I mean, until we talk, we can talk to them till we're blue in the face, and it just seems like they just don't get it. And right now, you may not be able to tell, but I'm livid inside. I am livid because I listen to a lot of people, you know, that have different platforms. And, I'm the type of person that, you know, I have my own beliefs and my own judgments and things like that. But I try to listen to all sides of different arguments and try to, you know, get to a point where we all can, you know, understand one another and, you know, again, just have an understanding of one another. But this past week, I need y'all to help me to get an understanding of what we need to do, because again, I'm kind of hopeless now, because, you know, I listen to this conservative so-called Christian radio show. I mean, and if you're in Alabama, you can listen to it. It's Superstation 101 WYDE 101.1 FM radio. And I call in all the time because they are always on the opposite side of what I stand for, what I hold true. And they have a lot of, you know, white collars, of course. And today, I think I just felt like I just reached my boiling point when it comes to people and how they feel about me and people that look like me. You know, there was a caller that called in, and he started by saying he had black friends. Now, I know, you know, if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you're an African American, I know that you have heard people that I always like to throw out, I have black friends, as if they still can't be racist. And so this caller threw that out and was like, you know, I have, you know, black friends, and, you know, we get along really well, and, you know, I always ask them the question, where would you be if slavery didn't exist? Where would you be if slavery didn't exist? And they never have a answer. Man, y'all, when I heard this, I couldn't get to my phone fast enough to call in. Because that question to me was a stupid question. What do you mean, where would we be if slavery didn't exist? And to me, that question just justifies how a great portion of white people think that they're superior, like they do us a favor. Like, how can you try to, and then he tried to say, I know slavery was wrong, but I always ask them, how do you think your life would be if slavery didn't exist? And I think a lot of people forget that we come from kings and queens. A lot of slaves that were brought over here were royalty. And, you know, I used to, and as I get older, I dig deeper and deeper into history and learn about, you know, different things. And I always heard that when I was younger, you know, we come from kings and queens. But when you really go and look at your history and you look at there were slaves that were royalty. And when I called into this radio show, you know, I tried to keep my composure and things like that, but I was really livid, because they, on a so-called Christian platform, allowed him to say this as if to try to make it as if slavery was the best thing. They allowed him to say this. And, you know, I listen to so many radio shows, and maybe I'll get to it and tell y'all about some that I listen to that you might want to check out. But, you know, there's this thing that I just don't understand why they don't understand where we come from. They just don't get it, that we don't want anything different than what they want. We just want to be treated the same, just as they want to be treated. You know, and you know, I was thinking back on last week and how the young white lady who was at the protest and was ran over, Heather Heyer. And, you know, I didn't know her personally, but I knew that she was there to counter protest the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists and, you know, things like that. And I couldn't help but to think of people like Heather Heyer, who were a part of the civil rights movement, who stood up against those that looked like her and voiced their opinion on making sure that she acknowledged that she didn't feel the same way that the people that looked like her did. And, you know, I think that's very important. And, you know, the thing about Heather, and I'm trying to pull it up, but she had this, I went to her Facebook page, and she had this quote on her page. And the quote on her page made me think that she really understood what we were fighting for. And this quote, I just found it. This quote says, "If you're not outraged, you're not paying attention." And to me, I don't know, I just felt in that moment that she really understood what was going on. She really got it. And I started to think, how can we get other people like Heather Heyer and those like Viola, I can't think of her last name at the moment, but that was killed during the March to Selma, Alabama. How can we get other white Americans to stand up and say, "I don't agree with this"? There was this other radio show that I was listening to as well this this week. I listened to it every chance I get. It was a lady by the name of Karen Hunter. She is on XM Radio Channel 126 every day, Central Time, 2 to 5 p.m. And there was this black guy that called in, and I believe he was from Boston, and he was, you know, saying that there were going to be some more neo-Nazi white supremacists protesting this past weekend. And she said, "Are you going? Don't go." She said, "Please don't go." And he said, "Well, that's actually what I was calling for, to see did you think, you know, I should go and counter protest." And she said, "No." She said, "If you're black," she said, "please don't go." She said, "Because let those white Americans go out there and protest." You know, if you paid attention, there were a lot of, actually, it was definitely a greater number of white folks that were out there counter-protesting at the Charlottesville Virginia protests. And she said, "That's what we need them to do." She said, "We, as in blacks, we've done enough marching, we've done enough protests. Now is their time." Now it's their turn to go out there and say, hey, we don't agree with this. Hey, I'm a white American and I don't agree with what they're saying. And I couldn't think of any other thing to be true at that time. Because it is so, so important, especially these people that have these platforms, that if they don't agree with what's going on, that they speak up and they speak out about what's going on. But see, they always want to counter with something. They always want to counter when you say, okay, if you don't agree with the white supremacists and you don't agree with the neo-Nazis, why are you not speaking up about it? Then they want to counter and say, are you going to speak up about those in Black Lives Matter who's rioting and things like that? It's like, are you serious? Like, really? It's like they don't get why we're upset. It's as if we're upset or we're asking for something that we shouldn't ask for. This is a conversation that I know that I'm probably going to have a part two too, because if you want to get on in this discussion, or if you would like to make the mic nice, because don't get me wrong, we're still going to do open mic tonight, but I know there may be some people that may not do poetry or may not sing, but would like to say something about this conversation. And I really need to get some white folks to really come on the show and or listen in to the show and really like have a real, true, genuine conversation with me. But I really need you all to help me understand, like, what is it going on? Like, how do you feel about the situation? Because the way I feel right now, even though we've come a long way, we still got a long way to go, y'all. We still have a long way to go. Because, again, they just don't get it. But make sure you call in. That call-in number is 646-668-8072. Again, 646-668-8072. And I'm going to go to the phone line with our first caller. The last four digits is 8178. You're on my side.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. I'm Arthur Petrina.
Awesome. You kind of sounded a little bit different there a little bit.
You know, I didn't know if you was really about to click in. I was sitting there thinking about what you were saying. I was all in it.
I appreciate it. How are you doing? What do you think about the situation?
I think you know how I feel about the situation, being that I'm African American. It's a very touchy subject. You know what I mean? It's like one of those ones where it's something I actually was talking about yesterday with one of my white teachers, and she was just really we were watching Hidden Figures, you know,
mm-hmm,
at school
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And I was watching it for the second time, and you know, you see stuff you didn't notice the first time and different things. And it was my grandma's birthday, so I was writing her a poem. And after I got through with the book, after I got through with the movie, I was like, oh my God, I got so much more to add, because I'm thinking, like, my grandma had to go through all this. Like, on levels,
right.
Like, didn't experience some of the things that they had to go through. And I was just thinking, like, man, look at what all she made it through. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
I never did get to get back and write it, and I was just thinking about it again before, you know, open mic started or whatever. I'm like, nice. And I was just like, wow. And then when you brought that up, I'm like, man, I was supposed to be writing that and finish it off, you know. I still get back to you. It's very upsetting, you know, especially when you're experiencing a lot of the stuff yourself or somebody that you know or you love, you know. a lot of stuff gets swept under the rug, or you're feeling like your voice is not going to be heard anyway, and they're just tired of hearing the same thing over and over, or something like that, you know. So I have a lot to say, but I'm going to write it, and I'm going to get back to you.
Okay. Cool deal, sounds good.
Thank you. Yeah, so I wrote a couple things yesterday. Actually, I wrote something else I was jotting down. I didn't finish it, so I don't have a title. But it was just like, I feel like it was still a message, even though it's short and brief. So I figured I would share it.
Okay.
Yep. All ready. Are you ready for it?
I am. I'm ready when you ready.
Well, thank you. Okay. Trying to be perfect has not been worth it. Always trying to play it safe and do everything by the book has left me shook, confused, and feeling misused with conflicting views and desires. Sometimes feels like I'm in a fire. I feel deceived and naive, and it's hard to breathe. Sometimes I just want to leave. If I can't live my dream and everything good and fun is sin, how can I grin? I wasn't birthed to be punished on this earth. Sometimes religion can make you feel like a curse. When it's man-made rules that have us acting like fools, we can't be so worried about what others think. Years are passing by the time we blink. We can't afford to continue to sink. To God, we must be linked. We can't spend our life crying over our past and worrying about our future. The only thing we have is today. We aren't promised another day. So let's create magical moments and good memories and travel the world from Hawaii, Costa Rica, Thailand to Belize. Let's manifest the dreams that we still can, and those that we can't, we leave in God's hands.
I like. What motivated you to write that piece?
It's crazy. I was just sitting at my desk, and I wrote my grandma's poem to her, and then I was just thinking about this life and just how sometimes, even my own story, you know, I've tried to do everything that seems perfect or what I was told was right. By a lot of times, well-meaning people, like I told you before, a lot of times it's religious stuff by man-made rules and doctrines. You do have some truth in there, but it's mixed with a lot of lies. And it can be so confusing trying to think about what part is God and what part is man. And, you know, man telling you what God wants and where we can seek God's throne on our own. You know what I mean? And when you see right. how much you've missed out on and how far it's kept you from your God-given dreams and purpose and desires that God has placed within you, because everything that's fun and that you desire that God has given you, you're taught that it's sin. You know, you're going to go to hell. Like, so it's just like, it was just my thoughts, you know, and just releasing that frustration. It was just like, okay, it's time to live, you know. It's time to tap into that stuff. The time that we have left, we got to make the most of the time that we have left to fulfill our God-given, you know, dreams and desires.
Right.
You know.
Definitely. I really appreciate you sharing that. What do you think is going to take for us to really get an understanding of one another so that we can really allow them to see that we're not asking for anything more than what they have.
Right. To be equality, you know, to be treated equal, you know. I don't know what it's going to take. I mean, I feel like it's going to take a miracle. You know, definitely God, you know, working through us. Of course, we have to do our part. But it just seems like it's going to take a miracle. I do believe that we can still make a lot of progress if we become consistent and just be led by a God-given instinct and intuition, you know, and not hold back and wait and fear and stuff like that, but move when God say move and speak when
right.
He say speak, you know?
Yeah, right, definitely. Thank you so much, as always, for always chiming in, and thank you as well for just you know, I always have starting the conversation with me, even when we're not on Mike Nice, but, you know, just keeping the conversation going and sharing with me different stuff that you find and that sort of thing. I really appreciate that.
I'm glad you do.
Thank you.
I appreciate what you're doing. And I can be found on Facebook at Author Patrina Goosby, Patryna Goosby, Goosey. And on all other social medias, I'm Author Patrina on Twitter, Periscope, and Instagram. My first name is start with a P, as in prosper.
Awesome. Thank you so much again, and keep definitely doing what you do.
Thanks, you too. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. And there right there was Miss Patrina Goosby, Arthur Trina Patrina Goosby. Make sure that you connect with her on Facebook as well. And make sure that you get her merchandise also that is found on Amazon. We're going to keep things going here on Mike Nice. We have another caller with the last four digits. So 4789, you're on the air.
What's up, man? How you doing?
What's going on, Mr. John Thrash?
You doing good, man.
Man, I can't complain. I'm trying to maintain, man. I'm trying to maintain.
That's what's up, man. That's all we can do this time.
Right, all we can do. How you been?
Been good, man. You know, just working and going home and chilling. That's about it.
Yeah. What do you think about what's going on?
Man, right now, I think it's a lot of people that just don't understand. You know what I'm saying? It's like with us as black people, we understand. You know what I'm saying? We know what it's like to be discriminated against and all that and the other. But at the same time, you're looking at people like with the white people right now, that some of them are really just trying to understand. They haven't been through that. You know what I'm saying? And now it's like, wow, you know, this stuff really is going on, and what can I do to understand? And then it's you know, I'm a sports guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I do. I'm a sports guy. So, you know, with the players taking a knee, you know, it used to be just like one player taking a knee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody else around. Nobody paying much attention, just one person. You know what I'm saying? And now you got, like last night, it was 12 guys. You know what I'm saying? And it was, they had some of their white teammates around them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
With a hand on their shoulder or whatever. And that's not a huge step in the right direction. It might be a tiny step, but those guys are with their teammates trying to understand that, you know, what we're going through right now, the way the black person is being treated, is not right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're trying. You got some people who's actually trying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got some who know. You know what I'm saying? But it's like your grandmama used to tell you, it's hard to know what you're going through when you've never been through it. You know, if they haven't never been through it, they don't understand it.
Yeah. But, you know, even with that, you know, sometimes, because this is what I thought about the other day, because, you know, a lot of people, they say, well, I don't understand because, you know, I'm not black. But I just think that you don't have to be black to understand what's right and what's wrong.
You shouldn't. You're absolutely right.
You know, like you should be able to differentiate between what's good and what's bad. And
exactly.
And you know, that's just the problem, you know, that I have when people mention, you know, I don't understand because, you know, I'm not black, so I don't understand what you go through. But just think about what's good and what's right.
Right. And then it's like the one guy said on TV, think it was a white guy that played on the Browns team. They, you know, they went to him because he's one of the white guys that was with the black guys. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he said something that kind of hit me. You know what I'm saying? It didn't hit me hard, but I was like, you know, he kind of needs to figure this out, you know. But he was saying that, you know, he's there, and, you know, he's married to a black lady. He's a white guy, and he's married to a black lady. And he said, you know, this is something that I need to get with my kids about, because my kids are not going to be my color. My kids are mixed, black and white. You know what I'm saying? And he said, you know, me being married to a black woman, you know what I'm saying? He said, I've never been sensitive. I've never been racist. I wasn't even raised that way. You know what I'm saying? He said, most of the time I was around all black people. You know what I'm saying? Where he's from. And it was just like, you know, he's seen it firsthand how it is. You know what I'm saying? He said he's been in the car before with all black people, and the cop didn't bother him, but they bothered the people he was with. You know what I'm saying? So he said he's been there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he said, you know, he wants to get his voice out there, one of the few white people that has, as far as in that area, you know what I'm saying, that has spoke out and said it's not right, it's wrong. You know, and he's going to be standing with his brother as long as they feel that way, as long as they want to do it, as long as he wants to do it. He said he's going to do it with them no matter how long it takes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he said they're going to do whatever they can to try to raise awareness to it, which it shouldn't have got to this point. You know what I'm saying? The way the world is now is backwards. It's really backwards. It's like everybody's stuck in this time warp to where they think everything is okay. The world's going fine. No, it's not. You know, just because your side of it going fine don't mean our side is going fine. We still go through a bunch of rough stuff that you don't have to work with.
Yeah.
And it happens.
Man. You said something there. And, you know, and I honestly think that, you know, like you said, it may be small, but I think that it can be a very, very great impact if we had more white people to speak up and stand up and say, hey, I'm with you. Hey, I support what you're doing.
Right.
Hey, you know, I don't agree with what these people are doing that look like.
Right. And that's the key. The key is getting everybody who doesn't like it, black, white, Mexican, Chinese, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody who feels that way, who knows it's wrong, it's going to take all of us standing together. You know what I'm saying? To get something really talked about. You know what I'm saying? Because if you look at the world today, if I go out and I kill somebody, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna get the benefit of the doubt because I'm a cop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They gonna throw the book at me. You have to prove your self defense. You know what I'm saying? With them, it's on tape. Nobody's doing nothing, but you kill this man, and it's okay because you're a cop. Of course, we're going to fight back. If he's choking me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to fight you back if you're choking me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But if you know what I'm saying, if I'm standing there and I'm abiding by your rules, and all of a sudden you put your foot on my neck, it's a problem.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's an issue.
Yeah.
But you can get people to go out and kill a whole church, and you take them to Burger King to eat. But
exactly.
Taking them to jail.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if I went to church and shot a whole church up, if I say I'm hungry and you stuff my Burger King, I'm going straight to jail.
Yeah.
No matter how hungry I am. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. How does that happen? How can somebody kill a whole church and get took alive, and I got a gun in my hand pointing at you, but you still take me in alive?
I don't
understand.
I'm with you, man. And I just feel like, too, it's like, you know, it's like, what do they want from us? What do they expect us to do? You know, like you just used the analogy, you know, if a police officer got you down by the neck, it seems like they, you know, a lot of white people are generous. Like they are grabbing us by the neck and we retaliate by grabbing them, and they're asking us to let them go. When they got
you
us down in the first place.
Yeah, you got your foot on my throat. You choking me to sleep. You know what I'm saying? But that's okay. I'm supposed to let you choke me and not do nothing.
Right.
If I'm cooperating with you the whole time until you pull a gun on me or you put your foot in my throat, we're gonna have a problem.
Yeah.
Man, I'm just saying. I mean, I don't understand. I'm like you. I'm lost for words. You know, because a lot of the stuff that goes on could really be avoided. Everybody's human. Everybody bleeds red. And if everybody get that point, it'll be a whole lot better. But people just see skin color. The first time you see somebody, you think, oh, that's the black guy. You don't say, oh, that's so-and-so. Hey, Ben, what's your name? You know what I'm saying? No. First thing you say, oh, that's a black dude. That's a white dude. Not that's a man or that's a woman. That's a white man. That's a white woman. That's a black dude. That's a black woman. You know what I'm saying? And it shouldn't be like that.
Right.
I'm a person just like you is.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what I've noticed lately, too? It's happened a few times lately. When somebody, a white person, is talking to me, they feel like they have to establish, when they're telling a story or whatever it is, they feel like they have to establish what color the person is.
They have to, that's really weird. That's really weird to me too.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's like if me and you talking to a person and they have to be a white person, we don't say, "Oh, I'm talking to a white guy." You know, most of the time we say, "Oh, I'm talking to John or Kevin or whatever his name is." You know what I'm saying? They'll say, "Oh, I'm talking to my black friend." You know what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know,
and that's what gets me too. This is what gets me too. You know, not only the, you know, I got black friends, so I'm not racist, but this gets me too when they do establish what color the person is. What gets me the most is when they whisper it as if it's a bad word. Like, you know, they can say everything else at a normal rate, but it's like this black guy, and I'm like, Why do you have to whisper black?
Right. It's like I tell everybody anyway, no one side, no one race has a clean slate. You know what I'm saying? Every race has their bad apples, bad seeds, as you say. You know what I'm saying? Everybody does. Nobody's race. It's like I tell anybody anyway, you talk about you a pure white person or you a pure black person. Nobody's pure anything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The only difference between us is I'm a little darker than you, but we got the same thing in our system.
And see, that's what gets them, too, because, you know, a lot of people, they've been doing this Ancestry.com and DNA.
Right.
And, you know, it bothers a lot of white people when they see that they got a little African in them. That bothers them.
I tell people all the time, back in the day, it was a lot of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of slave owners having sex with slaves. You know what I'm saying? And had kids and shipped those kids out because they didn't want nobody to know. You know what I'm saying? Or made the slave father of the slave husband raise that kid as theirs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a lot of that going on. A lot of that. Nobody can say, you know what I'm saying? You might have a brother that's darker than you and you're light-skinned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It happens. It's going to pop back up regardless.
Yeah.
Regardless. Nobody's perfect.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody. And it kills white people, like you said, when they find out they got a little African-American.
Yeah.
They don't like it. They'll hide it to the end. They will hide it to the end. And that's just how, if they do know, if the grandmama do know, hey, your granddaddy was, your great-great-granddaddy was a black guy, you'll never hear about that great-great-granddaddy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Until a kid pops up that's darker than the rest of them with curly hair. Then they want to know,
well,
how in the hell did that happen? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Because of your great-great-granddaddy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's always something. It's going to happen. History, if everybody learned all their history instead of what they want to learn, you know what I'm saying? You will see that the world, God put us all here together for a reason. If he wanted us to be separate all the time, black people wouldn't know white people existed. We wouldn't know Chinese people existed. Nobody would know. We'd be on different planets. Put it like that. We wouldn't know about each other. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't do that. He put us all here together to live, grow, and multiply together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But somewhere in the line, somebody messed it up. And believe it or not, when that time comes, we don't have to answer for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody's going to have to answer for that. And like I said, I ain't here to judge nobody. Only one man can judge you in life. And believe me, for every mistake you done made in life, you're going to have to answer for it one way or another.
All right. Yeah.
So.
All right. Definitely, man. As always, I always appreciate your commentary. And definitely shout out to the Cleveland Brown players, the 12 Cleveland Brown players that did take a stand by kneeling this past weekend. You know, all we can do is just keep striving and keep trying.
You know what? All we can do is keep grinding, man. That's all we can do. That's all we can do. But, man, I appreciate your show, man. It's a great show. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
keep up the good work,
that.
Man. I love your call-in people. They do good poetry. I can't do no poetry, but I enjoy listening. You know what I'm saying? Some of the stuff, like the girl you just had on the show a minute ago, she did a great job. You know what I'm saying? I like listening to it. I can't do it, but I like it.
You got it, man. You got to try. You...
Take it easy, man.
You too, man. Appreciate it. You too. That right there was a good friend of mine, John Thrash, coming through and blazing the mic, making the mic nice with his commentary. But again, man, we got to, man, make sure. I know all of us know some white people, and it's not one of those things where, you know, we got white friends, so that means that we ain't racist, you know. But we definitely need to have, that's really my goal, is to have even more diversity. You know, don't get me wrong, we need stuff for us. Don't get me wrong, we need stuff where we can talk and have a conversation, but at the same time, I think it's important, too, that we have people on here that don't look like us and get their point of view. Because don't get me wrong, man, that there are some people, some white people that get it. They really get it. And if only we can just, like, multiply that and have them to talk to these other people who just don't get it. You know, it really warms my heart when I look back and I think about people that I went to school with, and I know they were truly genuine and loving, and then I go back and now I see that we're all grown, and I see those same individuals that I grew up with who really were genuine and true and really understand the cause. And there are some too that I went to school with that were not who they seemed to be. Their true colors really, really came out. But again, I know there are a great portion as well of people that don't look like me that get it. And it's important that those that don't look like me speak up and speak out and say, hey, I don't agree with this. Hey, you know, this isn't the way I feel. Speak up and speak out. But we're going to keep things going, man. Make sure that you call in. We still have about 20 minutes left in the show. That call-in number is 646-668-8072. Now I'm going to play another piece by the Serum of Truth on her debut record, Black Codes. Check this piece out, entitled Checkmate.
Me? Put the clock on that motherfucker. I'll chew his ass up just like the rest of them. Chew it right up.
They brought us here for them to have something. We excel in the wake of terror, so it had to be fixed for us to have nothing. Captured, separated, sold. They wanted to break us and they wasn't bluffing. We're animals and trash, but it's okay to rape us now we have mulatto cousins. Check. We've taken all the blows and received all the backlash. Built up plantations, companies, empires, and made a lot of cash. But none of it was ours. We're the creators of the task. And came up with plans and technology in a flash. And made it possible for old master to sit on his ass. Did a mighty service for nothing and with minimum sass. sustain their fortunes, because without us, it wouldn't last. Check. Jigaboo and Darky this, Pickaninny and Tar Baby that. They named us a lot of things, but who was the ones working and laying the tracks? Ape, Porch Monkey, Jungle Bunny, they were cutting no slack. But who was the ones that were breaking their back? Thick Lips, Coon, Spook. But who tended to their everything and prepared the best meal and snack? Nigga, Mammy, every derogatory name for us is whack. In denial about the truth. Without us, wouldn't know a nail from a tack, or that you don't shack up with a chicken, goat, dog, and cat. Check. The blacks are a nuisance. The reason for crime. Include black with every problem they bring. Try to fake us out with promises and minute bling. With equal opportunity, who you think will be the winner in the ring? Greatness locked down and running Fortune 500 from Sing Sing. Because of that shortage for that American dream, you know that 40-acre mule, affirmative action, and you can be the help type of thing? Check. Loophole laws, Jim Crow and lynching. Set us free with retractable chains and fences. If you're black, you get that attention. Can't be respectable and hardworking or at the Klan meeting, you get that mention. Sooty don't need you no more, now they tripping. Desperate people to steal black's inventions. Black is intimidating and scary by definition. No matter the condition, the black rise has repetition. And when the stand takes place for good, they'll know the mission. And there'll be no time for hugging and kissing, because the objective will be clear and there won't be no jiving or dissing about the greatness that we are possessing. And they'll have no choice but to continue stressing. Badass Spade coming through, hit the clock on them, no moves, end of lesson. Checkmate.
Checkmate. And that was that piece by our very own, the Serum of Truth.
You know, after listening to that piece, you know, they instead of asking us where will we be without them, they should be asking us where would they be without us. But, man, y'all, we still have time for you to call in if you would like to make the mic nice. Man, I wasn't as heated as I thought I was going to be because, man, I was livid earlier. I was vivid, but I appreciate y'all commentary, and you know, we definitely it's a touchy subject that people don't want to talk about. We have to talk about it. We have to address it, and it can't be this big elephant in the room that nobody acts like they notice and want to really talk about. But on a brighter note. Did y'all see the eclipse yesterday? Now, I know a lot of people was a little sour yesterday because they thought that they were going to see the eclipse because they were 95% in the 95% range of seeing the eclipse. Well, man, let me tell y'all, I was able to see the totality of the eclipse yesterday. Me and my cousin, we actually went to Tennessee yesterday to check it out. And, man, it was one of the best experiences that I was blessed to witness from beginning to end. When the next eclipse comes, it's going to be one in 2023. People ain't really talking about that one because it's not really. I mean, it's a full eclipse, but it's like off just a little bit. But the next big one that a lot of people are talking about is going to be in 2024. But if you ever get the chance to see an eclipse, man, please take the opportunity to do so. Please believe the hype. I'm telling you, please believe the hype because is greater than you can even imagine. And for me, it was very humbling. It was one of those moments that really made you want to fall on your face and say, man, God, if you don't do anything else for me, I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to witness your perfection, to witness your creation. Because, I mean, when I tell you, it was just that awesome. And, you know, to address the people that was a little salty, a little sour yesterday, just because they were in the 95% range of seeing the eclipse, it just goes to show you how powerful the sun is. And I mean that in two ways. I mean that in the fact of, you know, even though the sun, if I'm not mistaken, the sun is 400,000 miles away, 400,000 times bigger than the moon. But when the moon gets in front of the sun, it gets dark, but it's still not completely dark. And it shows you how powerful the sun is. Not only that, but it also shows you how powerful the sun, as in Jesus Christ, is. And it shows you that no matter what, light always wins. Because even though 95%, a lot of people, say for instance in my hometown, Gadsden, Alabama, was in 95%, they could see 95% of the moon covered, it still wasn't enough for complete darkness. And, you know, even if you're not spiritual, but you believe that there's a higher being, or, you know, or if you do believe in Jesus Christ, man, that alone should make you thankful for every breath in your body. Because it was just that powerful. When I saw that, man, I was lost for words. Because I already anticipated it being something great, but actually being able to witness it from beginning to end. I took a video of it. If you are on my social media, make sure you check it out. I took some pictures. I haven't really uploaded. Well, I did upload a couple of pictures, but man, y'all, the pictures nor the video still does that moment justice to see what I saw yesterday. And I definitely, man, I highly suggest y'all, if y'all ever live to see another eclipse, that you take an opportunity to see it, because, man, it's one of those things that you will be blessed to see. Really blessed to see. So, definitely shout out to everybody. Y'all don't be sorry, man. I know y'all thought that 95% was still a great chance to see the totality of it, but just remember that no matter what, light always wins. If you just have enough light in yourself, if you have just faith the size of a mustard seed, y'all know how small a mustard seed is. Know that you can do anything. Know that you can overcome anything if only you just let a little light in. We're going to keep things going here on Mike Nice. We still have about 5 minutes left in the show. That call-in number is 646-668-8072.
Before I have a fit, but man, I just can't quit going out of my mind.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice, Lyrical Forte, man. And I appreciate y'all. Definitely appreciate y'all for calling in into tonight's show. And those who even just called in to listen, I really appreciate it. And again, this happens every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tell your mama, sister, cousin, love all them folks about Mike Nice. And I just want to leave you with this. I said it early in the show as well, and you know, just remember that no matter what, as long as you still have a little light in your life, you're gonna keep shining. You're gonna keep shining. And I also want to leave you with this as well. Just like Heather Heyer said, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. Thank you, and we will see you on the radio.
I'm on eternity, tedious journey, alienated from this world, and I'm gonna be set apart and deep, you'll be holy, a citizen of heaven. His kingdom's path. On one of these future days, I'm gonna fly away to that holy place, his city. Life there isn't cold, never a day will I grow old. I will walk those streets of gold in his city, his beautiful city. 'Cause this old world is not my home.
No, no, no. Don't you wanna go with me one day?
Yeah. When he sounds the trumpet, will you be ready? Or still in your sin, lost as lost can be? Will he welcome you into his kingdom? Or say, I don't know you, depart from me. All I know is, on one of these future dead days, I'm gonna fly away to that holy place, his city, to this beautiful city, like there isn't cold. Never a day will I grow old. I will walk those streets of gold. Yeah, city, yeah. Will you be there with me one day? When the heavenly Father cracks the sky.